Welcome to another episode of the Spooky Lockdown Podcast. If anybody got that reference to The Simpsons at the start, 100 million points to you. Simpler time when I was young and watched The Simpsons. If you're not a Simpsons fan, go away. Today, recording this on Saturday, but I'm still gonna put this up during the week because one episode a week is more than enough at this point for me. So today was a nice sunny day. I woke up, I did some nice gardening, and then later, after doing some painting, I went to feed my pet lamb, which, if you were watching the live stream on Instagram last night, you would have got a sneak preview about that lamb and a bit of its backstory. Her name, given by me, is Dot, because she's all white and she has like a black patch on her cheek. And so I went down to feed her. Like, she's in a trailer in the shed because she's pretty. She's a little punk rocker. She's super wild, and she had something wrong with her knee, and so we had to keep her in a confined space so that she wouldn't be like going crazy. And so I go down trying to feed her a bottle, and I was like, oh, she's starting to come to the bottle without me having to, like, you know, coax her in and like catch her a bit. And like, she comes, she likes getting a wee cuddle under her chin and stuff. And then I was like, oh, maybe I'll open the trailer door and like let her come out for a wee bit. And I like turned around and I'd forgotten to close the shed door, and she jumped out of the trailer, and like, there's nothing wrong with her legs anymore because she made a run for it. And my mom was like gardening, and we were both like, no, get the lamb. She was like, I'm free. Started running about. And then she jumped into the field beside the garden. The field is full of sheep and full of lambs. So, I mean, God love her, like, she's unique, but she's not that unique. So, like, all these lambs that look like her. And she jumped into the field, and I was like, oh, there's no returning from this. Like, she's gone, accept it. But Mom was like, no, you need to get her. So to like jump over the fence holding this like water bottle filled with like fake sheep milk, basically. I'm shaking it, going, here, come here, meh. And yeah, I had to run around after that lamb for about 10 or 15 minutes in a field trying to get her to come out, and eventually she ran back through the fence into her garden. And then my dad arrived, and just as she was about to like jump into a river, he caught her, and she's safely back indoors. But yeah, what a saga. I think it was the best thing that's happened all week. So yeah, I thought everybody would enjoy that story. Let me know if anything fun or exciting has happened during your lockdown. But I think that a nice song that's pretty apt for that will be Jailbreak by Thin Lizzy. Enjoy.
Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak somewhere in this town. See, me and the boys, we don't like it, so we're getting up and going down. Hide and low, looking right to left. If you see us coming, I think it's best to move away. Do you hear what I say from under my breath? Around. won't survive. See the boys and me mean business, busting out dead or alive. I can hear the hound dogs on my trail. All hell breaks loose, alarm and sirens wail. Like the game, if you lose, go to jail.
You enjoyed some Thin Lizzy, one of my favorite bands of all time. Yeah, they're great. Jailbreak's a class song, like, and that's dedicated to Dot the Lamb, who is just such a little punk. She does not give a shit. So tell me what you've been up to. Has anyone been reading books? Because I've been reading books. I am currently reading Call Me By Your Name, which is by Andre Aciman, and it's really good. If anyone's seen the film, it was out a couple of years ago with Timothée Chalamet is in it, who everybody seems to fancy. I don't really get it. I think he's charming, but, like, it's alright. Anyway, it's a great film. It's a great film for, like, representation for bisexual people, and it's just a really nice moment of a summer in Italy, and you can really, in the book I'm talking about now, in the book you can really picture those, like, real sun-kissed kind of summer evenings and summer days, and we're just coming into kind of, like, I guess it's still spring, but it's been, like, really nice and sunny this week in Ireland, so it's been perfect to be reading kind of outside when I can. So yeah, I've been really enjoying it. I'm almost finished it now, and you know how everybody's always asking, like, oh, what's better, the book or the film? What do you prefer? And I think I'm still kind of deciding, but I think that there's, like, more in the book. There's more memorable kind of quotes and stuff. But I do like the film. I like the performance that Timothée gives. I think he's, like, perfectly cast as the character of Oliver. Elio. Yeah, he's perfectly cast as him. I'm not really sure about the guy who's playing Oliver, the one in the film, like, in the book. I kind of pictured him as, like, I mean, he's a bit younger The guy in the film looks like he's definitely, like, in his 30s. But in the book, he's, like, 24. So, yeah, I think it's fantastic. If you haven't read it or seen the film, like, definitely watch it or read it. And apparently there's a sequel to the book, which I might look into, I don't know. But, yeah, it's really nice. It just captures that kind of, like, wistful... there's actually a nice quote from the book, and I think it's just something about you're between existing, between daydreaming and remembrance. And I feel like that, at least for me, but I'm sure a lot of people, like, during this time, during lockdown and quarantine, are, like, living in a world within themselves that's, like, between a constant state of daydreaming and a constant state of remembering times that have gone past. Yeah, so that book is, like, a beautiful representation of that. And in the film, the soundtrack is really cool. It's, like, nice and 80s, new wave kind of vibes to it. And so I guess your second song for the podcast today is gonna be Love My Way by the Psychedelic Furs, and it appears in the film, and it's really great. Enjoy! Great tune. I love a lot of psychedelic first songs. I love New Wave, I love the 80s. I don't know if that's a part in Sister Ghost stuff, like maybe in some songs like Growing Pains. But yeah, I've always been a big fan of New Wave and of just pop music from the 80s for sure. And speaking of music, well, Sister Ghost music, I have been writing as much as I can this week. I finally got myself my first ever condenser microphone, which is like very cool. It's like getting a guitar amp for the first time or something like that. I took it out of the box and was like, wow, my first condenser microphone. Such a musician thing to say. But yeah, so I've got like a pretty nice little DIY setup in my attic here, which is really cool because this is where Sister Ghost started for me. It was like in the attic upstairs, just above my room where I'm recording this right now. And so it's kind of like a little full circle moment that I'm like back here and I have all this time to put back into writing for Sister Ghost. Like, I've been working on songs for the album for like maybe 2 years now, just on and off, like, and I think that it could be cool to record like just like a self-contained kind of like six or seven track kind of, not quite an album but like a mini album that's like entirely DIY recorded here in the attic, like written and recorded during this time. I think that would be cool and a good kind of challenge for me. And I have the lovely Maeve, who plays bass in Sister Ghost. She has been writing and sending me bass lines as well, so it's really nice to have like a collaborative element to it. Something that I've missed, and yeah, it's really awesome. She sent me something today and I'm really excited about the song that is in the works. So yeah, I hope to have some new music soon. And in the meantime, thank you so much for your support. And on the 1st of May, Bandcamp are waiving their fees again. So if you feel like you want to buy the music and support us, that would be so sweet. And to all of your lovely Patreons, thank you so much. And your amazing will be on its way very soon. And if you're listening on Spotify or Podbean, you can sign up to Patreon and get scenes too for only £5 a month. All right, see yous later. Cheers.